Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori reporting to you on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance industry wrap-up for Saturday, May 10th, 2025. We begin with a call to action from the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee. Their sights are set on sharper transparency and improved safeguards for small business clients. Key recommendations put forward include introducing more stringent timelines for claims updates with a refresh every 20 business days. They also want the provision for policy renewal notifications extended to 30 business days. Their ambitious plan revolves around strengthening client trust and decision-making while diminishing coverage lapses. An interesting move we see here is their push for named reporting, a tactic to promote better compliance and set a visible benchmark among peers. Stay tuned, as we expect a draft report from the committee next month in June. Shifting gears, we look towards Hervey Bay, caught in the aftermath of Cyclone Alfred. Here, insurers are facing scrutiny from Queensland Member of Parliament David Lee. Many businesses reported significant difficulty to get their damage claims acknowledged by insurance firms. A representative case in point is that of a local butcher who, after many years of diligently paying premiums, is now wrestling with a staggering $300,000 damages bill. Meanwhile, the Insurance Council of Australia, ICA, having classified the event as a catastrophe, is moving forward with processing in excess of 100,000 claims. This totals roughly a staggering $1 billion. The council aims to engage directly with those affected at a meeting in Hervey Bay next week, on May 15th. Discussions will center around timely resolutions and rebuilding efforts. In another news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, recently gave precedence to the importance of full understanding of your policy's coverage limitations, and it did so via a ruling on a motor policy dispute. This case saw policyholders' claim for engine theft coverage denied, as the disputed engine, intended for a 1993 Nissan Skyline, had not yet been installed. To the motor owners out there, be aware that coverage limitations for vehicle parts exist, and consider additional coverage options for valuable parts and modifications. That's all for this week's Industry News Roundup. We at Financial Services Online are here for your personal and business insurance needs. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. to keep up to date with insurance news and to find the insurance coverage that best suits your needs. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next week, stay safe, Australia.